Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
bow. Demons tremble. Somebody call that name. Jesus.
Jesus.
Higher than all. We lift your name higher.
God, oh. take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm just a vessel and nothing more. And when you're done,
invalid
option, please take the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm your vessel, Lord, and nothing more. And when you're take your place. Sing through me. Speak through me. Blow through me. And preach through me. That your name be glorified. Let the name of Jesus alone be lifted high. Amen.
and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his seed, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor, O God. We magnify your name, Lord. Your name is worthy of praise. Your name is worthy of glory. Your name is worthy of honor, O God. Father, there is no one like you. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. O God, we bless your name. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. We bless your name, O God. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day is a day to praise and to worship you and to glorify you. Hallelujah, Jesus. What an awesome, mighty God you are. We bless your name. We praise your name, Almighty God. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? I'm grateful, oh God. Grateful, oh God. Grateful, oh God, to you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Father, we bless you. We praise you from the bottom of our heart. We say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your manifold blessings. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God. We welcome you. We acknowledge your presence in our midst. Father, Holy Ghost, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, move in our midst. Move in every area of our lives. Let the light of God begin to shine. Let there be light. Holy Spirit, move in our homes. Move in every area of our lives, Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living God, we need you every second. We need you every minute. We need you every hour. Oh, Holy Ghost, we thank you, Spirit of the living God. We praise you, Spirit of the living God. We adore you, oh God. We bless your holy name. We adore you. We worship you, Almighty God. In the beauty of your holiness, we give you glory. We give you honor. We reverence you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, in everything, we need you to lead us. We need you to guide us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, show us the steps to take and the steps not to take in our walk with God. Open our eyes. Teach us. Lead us. Holy Spirit, we bless you and we praise you. Spirit of the living God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And we ask for mercy. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, upon our nieces, our nephews. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy, O God, upon us. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus that gave us strength. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the network in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Excuse me. Every tissue, every organ, every system. In the blood of Jesus, we soak our spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. Father God, you Lord, for your precious blood. In the name of Jesus, we cover our children in the blood of Jesus, our spouses in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We cover each and every one of us under the sound of our voice in the blood of Jesus, those that are listening now and those that will listen at another time. We cover the families in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. And so, Father, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, yakayama sanduriyaku. Thank you, Lord. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. Father, even as our children and grandchildren, Father God, go to school, we cover them in the blood of Jesus. The buses, their schools. In the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we have put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and the loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and the loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we put the armor on our spouses, on our children, grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you this morning to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to send your holy angels to assist and minister to us and do your bidding in our lives. In the name of Jesus, restore unto us, O God, the joy of our salvation. Restore unto us, O God, the joy of our salvation. Restore unto us, O God, the joy of our salvation. Father, we bless you and we thank you, O God. Thank you for your word, O God. Oria maseteria koromasanderia ko. Hallelujah, remasanderia koromase. Lord, O God. Yes, I did. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. Oh God, we praise you. We worship you. We give you glory. We give you honor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Father, as I bring your word forth this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Father, all of you and none of me, let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, you Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We bless the name. Welcome to those of you that's just joining us this morning. We bless God for you in the name of Jesus. Oh, we praise God for you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Turn your Bibles to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 11. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to read from the English Standard Version this morning in the name of Jesus. In the spring of the year, the time when kings go out to battle, David sent Joab, his servants with him and all Israel, and they ravaged the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah, but David remained at Jerusalem. It happened late one afternoon when David arose from his couch and was walking on the roof of the king's house. There he saw from a roof a woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful. And David sent and inquired about the woman. And one said, is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? So David sent messengers and took her, and she came to him. And he lay with her. Now she has been purifying herself from her uncleanness. Then she returned to her house, and the woman conceived. And she said and told David, I am pregnant. So David said to Joab, send me Uriah the Hittite. And Joab sent Uriah to David. When Uriah came to David, David asked how Joab was doing and how the people were doing and how the war was going. Then David said to Uriah, go down to your house and wash your feet. And Uriah went out of the king's house, and there followed him a present from the king. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of his lord, and did not go down to his house. When they told David Uriah did not go down to his house, David said to Uriah, have you not come from a journey? Why did you not go to your house? Uriah said to David, the ark and Israel and Judah dwell in booths, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are camping in the open field. Shall I then go to my house to eat and to drink and to lie with my wife? As you live and as your soul lives, I will not do this thing. Then David said to Uriah, remain here today also and tomorrow, and I will send you back. So Uriah remained in Jerusalem the day and the next. And David invited him, and he ate in his presence and drank, so that he made him drunk. And in the evening he went out to lie on the couch with the servants of his lord. But he did not go down to his house. In the morning, David wrote a letter to Joab, sent it by the hand of Uriah. In the letter he wrote, set Uriah in the forefront of the hardest fighting, and then draw back from him, that he may be struck down and die. And as Joab was besieging the city, he assigned Uriah to the place where he knew there were valiant men. And the men of the city came and fought with Joab. And some of the servants of David among the people fell. Uriah the Hittite also died. Then Joab sent and told David all the news about the fighting. And he instructed the messenger. When he had finished telling all the news about the fighting to the king, then if the king rises and says to you, why did you go near the city to fight? Did you not know that they should shoot on the wall? Who killed the Amalek, the son of Jephthah? Did not a woman cast an upper mouthful on him from the wall so that he died at Thebes? Why did you go near the wall then? You shall say, your servant Uriah, the Hittite is also dead. So the messenger went and told David all that Joab sent him to tell. The messenger said to David, the men gained an advantage over us and came up against us in the field, but we drove them back to the entrance of the gate. Then the ushers from the war, some of the king's servants are dead, and your servant Uriah, the Hittite, is dead also. David said to the messenger, thus shall you say to Joab, do not let this matter displease you. The sword divorce now and now another. Strengthen your attack against the city and overthrow it and encourage him. When the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah had her husband was there, she lamented over her husband. And when the mourning was over, David sent and brought to her, to his house, and she became his wife and bore him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. My brothers and sisters, the thing that David had done, I want you to hear me out. King David, I took time to read this because I wanted you to get an understanding. That's why I read the whole scripture instead of just speaking one or two of them. David, King David was supposed to be fighting in the king's battle. The king's battle during those days, during the springtime, all the kings went out to battle. Kings went to battle, and David should have been there. Number one, when you're supposed to, when God has appointed you to be is at this place, at this time, and you're supposed to be doing something, do not get distracted. When you're supposed to be on a mission for the kingdom of God. I'm not saying for the kingdom of God, because we got to be careful. The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. So if you're not going somewhere where God has ordained you to go, and because of laziness, be careful. The enemy will come to temptation on you. Now, David, when we all know David see this woman, he see her baby, and now he's attracted to her. He slept with her. She got pregnant. Then he sent for the husband because he wanted the husband to sleep with her so it can be. He know that child would have been his child, but now he want a child to be who? To be Uriah's child, and he know the truth is the child is his child, David, King David's child, not Uriah's child. But Uriah is such an honorable man. The name Uriah means light. He's an honorable man. Go to sleep with his wife. He said, I can't sleep with my wife. Where the people fighting in Israel, the people are dying at a war. I can't just go to my house and sleep. No, I can't do that. He's an honorable man. Even honoring David, he slept with the servants at the doorway. David wanted him to sleep with his wife because David wanted to manipulate the situation. Oh, yes. He wanted to change it. And then, let me tell you, there's things still happening in society. In the society, that's why a lot of children, their fathers are not their real fathers. Because of some of these mess that take place. And really, really, that's another sermon on its own. That's another sermon on its own. It brings and disheartens its children when they're walking around and thinking and Mr. Brown is your dad because your dad was married to Mr. Brown. Your mother was married to Mr. Brown. And Mr. Brown is supposed to be your father and not knowing Mr. James is your father. You grow up looking like Mr. James, and Mr. James is supposed to be your grandpa. And these are the things that happen in families that rip families apart. Look, the world has all people always have these same intentions in their heart. But we're not going on that part this morning. I'm just saying, you see how wicked David, because temptation and the lust of the flesh have taken all of David. He should not have slept with the woman. The woman had just finished her menstrual cycle. He slept with the woman. The woman was fertile. She got pregnant. Now he got to try to cover up. David is trying to cover up his sin. And doing covering up his sin, he ends up getting the magic, the same letter in his hand. This is the wickedness David did. The same letter, David gave the man a letter of his own execution. This is how deceit and evil. The same letter, the man won't even know he's taking the letter of his death, of his mind. In his hand, he takes it to Joab, the captain of the army. What does Joab do? Joab put him in the front of the army. He gets killed. And David, the symbol between David and Uriah, the sign, now Uriah is dead. Uriah is dead. David, I wait for the woman to finish mourning. Then he takes the woman in his house, Bathsheba in his house. And God is so displeased with David. But what David has done, David had allowed temptation to overtake him. That's why there's some people we hear all the time, our idle mind is the devil workshop. Satan came to steal joy. And some people would say, but why this one? No, those days are the king sent for you. Whether she liked David, she didn't like David, you got to go. So we go to 12, and I'm taking time with this. Don't worry, you will soon leave. And the Lord, I want you to know that, number one, be at the right place at the right time. Don't be idle. Focus on your assignment. Be focused on what God has ordained and sent you to do. Don't be idle. Do not manipulate situations. In your own hands, don't take situations in your own hands. You know what is the consequence? Look at the temptation. Because Satan, let me tell you, he always looks for the weak person. No, this cannot happen. No, Satan be watching every one of us who's in the kingdom of God. And he knows our weaknesses. He be watching us on the day we keep on in this world. And you know some of us were in the kingdom of darkness before we came in the kingdom of light. So Satan knows what we like and what we don't like. He knows how to mess with the lust of our flesh. That's why we got to be careful. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Oh, no. That serpent is deceitful. He's a liar. He is a manipulator. And he will put all the evil thoughts, negative thoughts,
in our minds, in our thoughts, because his aim is to kill, to steal, to kill and destroy. God is so displeased that David should know better. And many, as David is in a covenant relationship with God, we are in covenant relationship with God too. And that's why these stories are in the Bible, so we can resist the danger, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You will draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. That's why, my brothers and sisters, we got to stay in the Word. We got to stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stay in the Word. Don't go places that you will be tempted to do what is not right. Sometimes single women go to a hotel room and expect not for the man to rape them or want sex from them. That's foolishness. Why would you know you're a single woman? Why would you meet a man at a hotel or in a private place? If you're even if you're single or married, why would you dress in a lustful way? Dress you got your breasts up, you got dress. I'm not talking the young children. They do expect for things to happen. That's the expectation. Verse 12, let me read 12. And the Lord said, Nathan is the prophet. He came to him and said, there were two men in a certain city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had many, very many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing but one little ewe lamb, which he bought. And he bought it, and it grew up with him with his children. He used to eat of his morsel and drink from his cup and lie in his arm, and it was like a daughter to him. Now there came a traveler to the rich man, and he was unwilling to take one of his own flock or herd to prepare for the guest. Guess who came to him? But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him. Then David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, Nathan is the prophet, as the Lord lives, the man who has done this deserves to die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing, because he has no pity. Then Nathan said to David, you are the man. You, because that lamb was precious. That's Bathsheba. This is the way God spoke. And carry it to them, what would you do? That's what it said, do unto others as you will have them do unto you. Many times we do things to people and we don't want them to do it to us. The things we do not tolerate from people, we do it to others, to them, to others. Then David said, then Nathan said, you are the man. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I anointed you king of Israel, and I delivered you out of the hand of Saul, and I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your arm, and gave you the house of Israel and of Judah. And if this were too little, I would do you as much more. Why have you despised the word of the Lord to do what is evil in his sight? You have struck down Uriah, the Hittite, with the sword, and have taken his wife to be your wife, and have killed him with the sword of the Ammonites. Now therefore, the sword will not depart from your house, because you have despised me, and have taken the wife of Uriah, the Hittite, to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against you out of your own house, and I will take your wife before your eyes and give them to their neighbor, and he shall lie with your wife in the sight of the sun, for you did it secretly. But I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die. Nevertheless, because by this deed you have utterly scorned the Lord, the child who is born to you shall die. Then Nathan went home. The reason, because sometimes we just come with one scripture and we expect everybody to know everything past us come. Not everybody take time to read every story in the Bible. And I'm not saying I know every story in the Bible, but I want you to see. Look what David did. David is a man after his own heart, or after God's heart. God loves David. God said to David, if you anything you wanted, I would have given it to you. You didn't have to do what you did. You did it in my sight. People think they can hide from God when they're doing things to another person. David just know this thing is the thing here. He and Joab. Who let Joab know what David? But she who even know that David manipulated the whole thing? She knows that she slept with David and she was pregnant, so she know about the secret and David know. So what am I saying to you? There are things we take to go. We're doing things to others. You see, Uriah is dead, but you think God will not avenge his death? Because of what David did, the sword never departed from David's house. David's own son, Absalom, slept with David's wife on top of the roof. David, there was a lot of fighting in David's home because the sword stayed in David's house. Because David did what displeased the Lord, he could have gotten something. We just need to ask. We don't need to be jealous of people. Just get into the word. Lord, I need this. Please bless me with this. Please give me this. Instead of doing manipulation. Look what David, a bit after his heart. Tip this. God forgive me. Yes. God forgive me. But the consequences of sin, the choices we make, we got to be so careful. We can't do things in a secret and say God don't see it. We only tell them who we say this. We're talking about this person. Well, the person who hear me talking about them, but guess what? God hears that conversation. The person who know I set up things, but God hear it. Even if I don't say it, my thoughts are evil. And God will, people do witchcraft. People die, and it says, well, the person dead, so what? Person died. David didn't take the gun to kill Uriah or the sword. No, but the manipulation caused, and he intentionally put Uriah dead to die. What am I saying to you this morning? We need to be careful. Careful, because God sees our everything we do. He sees our hearts. He sees our thoughts. The best of us. That's why Paul said, we must think we're standing, lest we fall, because sometimes we think we saw all that. And we think temptation, when it comes to temptation, will come to everybody, every one of us. That's why we got to resist temptation. That's why we got to draw near to God. That's why we got to hold on to Him. So now, look what the first. Because of David, anything you want, I will give it to you. I have something for you before. You didn't have to do that. Why you did that? Why did you do that? And so this is where it stopped. This is what was written. David was repenting to God. Restore, verse 12 says, restore unto thee the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Many of us do not have the joy of God's salvation because we have not repented. Even to the person or the things you did to people, the thoughts, they don't know it. But you can't be happy. You don't have that joy of salvation because God sees all what you did, what I did. That's why we come into repentance, but not just lips that, oh Lord, I'm sorry, but in our hearts we're not sorry. True repentance, turning away. You want, David wants to be restored back to the relationship. Man, sometimes we're so far away from God because of what we've done to others. We've done so much, and we, oh no, and you can't feel the presence of God. You say, my prayers are not the answer. I ask God, what did you do? It's secret. Father, in the name of Jesus, now I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, stop covering up. He saw what you did. He saw what you did 3 years ago. He saw what you did 3-4 years ago. He saw your company. He heard your conversation. He heard your thoughts. He knew your intent of your heart, how you gather together against a servant. He knows it. He heard the word you spoke. He saw it. He knew it. He heard. He saw. He knew. Maybe the others did not know, but he knew. You did that 3-4 years ago. Bitch. So you can receive the joy of salvation. Repent. Get your life in order. Because of what you did. It's going to go from generation to generation. You have caused a sword in your household. Even though you will say, I pray 24/7. No, you got to repent. You can't pray 24/7 and cover up sin that you have done to manipulate and collaborate that you did a couple of years ago, that you did 7 years ago, 4 years ago. God is not even saying, but say 4 years, 7 years, 1 month, 3 months, whatever you did within the last 10 years, the Lord said to tell you are whoever it is, it might be one, it might be two, it might be three. Search me, oh God, and know my heart, and see if there's any wicked ways in me. Oh God, repent, repent, repent what you did. God saw it. He heard it. Repent. But the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. I'm saying to you, repent. Repent. Today might be your last day. You must never hear this word, repent again. Repent. He heard within the last 10 years everything you've done that causes ruin, that hurt, God hurt, and pain for his children. The children, the covenant children do not even know what you did behind the scenes within the past 10 years, within the past 78 years, within the past 3 and 4 years, what you did, how you manipulated. You caused that person to go through suffering and pain, and then you caused a loss, and then you pray with them, then you talk with them, then you laugh with them. Oh, and God saw what you caused that person to go through. Repent, 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 repent. Father, thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen, my brothers and sisters. I'm saying this to you. This is the Jewish. We on the look at the Jewish calendar. This is the time of atonement. At the atonement is a 25-hour fast that people do. It started yesterday evening. It ends today according to the Hebrew calendar. And according to the Hebrew, so during those days we have that they have to repent. Don't let evening come. You know, you don't need to call me. It's between you and God. It's not, I have nothing to do with it. Ask God for mercy. Ask God. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.